everyone, welcome to another edition of Edgecast Mini. Well, imagine this. It's your birthday and you invited three of your closest friends to your place for dinner. Friend number one, who's extremely rich, bought you an iPhone which is worth $1,000. Well, friend number two, who's not really rich, gave you a dress worth $30. But the cost of the dress is three quarters her monthly allowance. And there's friend number three, who's not as rich as friend number one or as poor as friend number two, comes empty-handed. She comes up to you and says, you should know I'm not as rich as friend number one. I can't afford an iPhone anyway, so I thought, what's the point of giving anything right? Who would you appreciate the most? Who do you think gave you the best present? Well, in Luke 21 verses 1 to 4, we are faced with a similar situation. Jesus saw the rich putting their gifts into the offering box, and he saw a poor widow put in two copper coins. And he said, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all of them, for they contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, put in all she had to live on." Even though the poor widow knew she had little, she did not despise her own offering. In the example given earlier, friend number three despised what she could have given and thus didn't give anything. It's something like, "Nah, I can't disciple anyone. I don't know the Bible like my pastor knows. I'll just be a member lah." Or, "No, you don't understand. I don't have any big talents like everyone else. I can't help much. I make a mess of everything. Don't ask me to do anything." Well, did the little boy in the Bible despise the five loaves and two fishes he had? No. Instead of despising the little he had, he gave all he had and allowed God to use it. God's bigger. He doesn't need our big offerings to do big miracles. He's God. He can use the little you have, turn it around, and make it big. The key is not how little she gave, but that she gave her all. All as in nothing left. The first thought that came to my mind was, then did she have money for lunch and dinner? And what about the next few days? Well, thing is, God honors our faith in him. When your friend trusts you with her everything, wouldn't you want to be even more trustworthy to show her that she has trusted the right person? Similarly, I'm sure God provided for that poor widow because her quiet faith pleased him. And when we trust him, he has promised us he'll never, ever, ever, ever fail us.